Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Woolies, they're known as the fresh food people, but now I think they might be known as the reptile people. After one shopper up in Sydney came across a 3-meter python in the spice aisle.
Just ducking in to grab some stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, occasionally I found a bug in my salad bag. That's fine. Shows that, you know, it's pesticide free. That's great. But I don't know about a python in the spice aisle. But Halana Aladi, she was shopping at the Glenory Woolies. And she said she was just doing some essential shopping, browsing the spice aisle. And then bang, out comes this 3-meter python. And his face was about 20 centimeters from mine, Alani says. So obviously very dangerous. The snake didn't have a mask on, wasn't socially distant.
Didn't check in.
No, didn't check in as well. So I think of all the places, you think if you're a snake, the place you would hide out is the lolly aisle amongst the killer pythons. Like that's the place to blend in if you're a python.
Yeah, maybe it was a ploy by the Woolworths company. Maybe they had the wrong aisle. That should have been the toilet paper aisle to stop people from hoarding the toilet.
Discourage the panic buying of toilet paper. I was thinking the same thing. So obviously a bit of a fright for Halana, but she used to be a snake catcher.
What
are the odds? Like you couldn't place a bet on this. Like someone finding a 3-meter python in the spice aisle, and that person used to catch snakes. She was a volunteer snake catcher. So, Halana said she would take it out of the store, and that's what she did. She popped him in a bag and released him back into the wild.
You're right. You gotta go.
She seemed happy about it. Yeah. Go, little buddy.
Well, she helped rescue the snake. She says, "I'm glad I'm the one that found him. Most people would have freaked out." Yeah, damn right I would have freaked out. I've been straight on the intercom going, clean up in the spice aisle. Bring your biggest mop and bucket. That would have been me. Unless, of course, there was a yellow sticker on the python saying it was half price. And then I would have been like, do I need a 3-meter python? I better buy one just in case. It's a good bargain.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Anytime musicians got to enter the courtroom, there's always a media circus, absolute chaos around some of these musicians. There was Kesha going through her legal battles. You had like Taylor Swift trying to get her music back. Michael Jackson was probably the biggest example back in the day.
Even when they don't go into the courtroom, look at Britney recently with
absolutely
her conservatorship hearing. She wasn't even there and they were like mobbing the front.
Yeah, rockers, pop stars, they like to put on this big performance no matter where they go. I didn't actually realise this happens at local level as well. I saw this story online of this somewhat driveway rocker by the name of Savas Caruso in South Australia. This is what happened when he was at court recently. Take a listen.
Savas Caruso's appearance at the Elizabeth Magistrates Court had everything but a mask.
They said I have to put a bib on my face, and I'm not doing that.
So you're refusing to put a mask on?
I'm refusing to put a bib on. I'm scared I'll look stupid.
By the sounds of that, you can imagine what he looks like. He kind of looks a bit stupid anyway. Like, outside of COVID-19, you're a rock and roll, you're not going to do this, but when COVID-19's a thing, you probably need to listen to the rules.
By the sounds of this guy, you shouldn't put a bib on his face. You should put a nappy on his face because he talks a whole bunch of crap.
Oh, God, this guy, he's an absolute peanut. I tell you what, I'll take you back to the beginning. This guy likes to do performances in his driveway, in his local community.
Okay. We're trying to entertain people during lockdown? Is this what he's doing?
That's what he thinks he's trying to do, except he does it with a bit of a twist. Take a listen.
The Salisbury Downs underwear rocker stages his semi-naked driveway concerts every Sunday. Back in June, fed-up neighbours finally made formal noise complaints about his profanity-laden performances.
They gave me a piece of paper that said if I play my guitar, it's going to be a criminal offence. And I thought, man, that's not right.
Performing in his driveway in his undies is what he's been trying to do.
Yeah, everyone's been going on about freedom of speech lately, but this guy's talking about freedom of shred. He just wants to play his guitar in his driveway in his undies. Why not?
Imagine the sightseeing that. So obviously, like you heard, neighbours got a bit angry after a while, handed a piece of paper, in a bit of trouble. He's thinking, okay, he'd probably stop doing that, right? He'd go, all right, I had my fun. I'm a bit of a viral sensation or whatever
I'll
not.
I'll settle down. The only person we should see in their undies in the driveway is maybe the neighbour rushing to put the bins out because he's just heard the garbage truck and he went, I didn't do it last night.
Unfortunately for old Savas Caruso, he couldn't resist the old encore.
But Caruso played on, and when he next took to the stage, his audience was in uniform.
I was going to accuse them of kidnapping me, and now, and quite frankly, they're liable for damages.
Kidnapping? Well, he's probably got the mentality of a child the way he's talking at the moment, but
right.
Picked up, and he was in a bit of trouble, obviously. So he that was recently, at the very start, he was at court, outside the courtroom, outside the courthouse, refusing to wear a mask. You'd probably think, all right, all of a sudden he'd be in a lot more trouble after that, but for some reason the judge basically said that that was good enough to deem he'd attended court, even though he was outside and not in, refusing to wear a mask. So
maybe he wants to be a tourist attraction like the Naked Cowboy over in New York. You know what I mean? People love him. He's just getting around in his undies and a cowboy hat and a guitar. Maybe this is what Saris wants,
yeah.
But it's just not catching on.
Maybe so if he was good on the outside, but he didn't have to listen to that voice. Like, as soon as he opens his mouth, you're like, oh, God, how does he sound when he's singing? He doesn't... I don't think he actually sings. He more just performs and acts out these acts in his driveway and things like that. But for him, it looks like he's got himself a court date coming up again soon.
Caruso's next gig in court is in October. His lawyers have indicated he'll contest the charges, but he could find himself in even more trouble if, again, he refuses to cover his face.
Well, you might be arrested again.
Okay, well, then I suppose you get arrested again.
He just doesn't learn his lesson, this guy. Like,
wow.
I think where he really went wrong was, you know, doing these, he probably thinks he's doing the public a bit of a service. He's in his undies, he's rocking out his driver. Like, okay, fair enough, it's funny at first. But then once he starts acting out some of these, you know, lewd songs and stuff, eventually the novelty begins to wear off.
For
like,
sure.
I think the song that really done him in is he's in his underwear, he's in his driveway, he starts acting out the lyrics to this song. I like your pants around your feet. No thanks, buddy, that's enough. I've seen enough.
Even fully clothed, he shouldn't be performing that in his driveway.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
People are always trying to attempt new records, breaking records. There's one bloke up in Queensland, in Cairns, by the name of Ant Judge, and he is trying to break the record for the longest underwater breath hold.
He'll use that focus to take a tilt at the national record for the longest underwater breath hold.
I've had it three times before, and it's always like when it gets taken off you by someone else, it's always cool to see, but you want it back, you know, so going to have another crack at it.
Yeah, Ant has been freediving since he was 14 years old. So he started when he was a kid. And
yeah.
I used to love doing this when I was a kid, trying to see how long I could hold my breath for. And I got up to like over 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes at one point. Good training for working with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being able to hold your breath for long periods.
That's right. And if you win these battles as a kid, you get the front seat of the car.
Oh, would you?
Supremacy in the household.
You held your breath too long, you
got
a free resuscitation poolside from the lifeguard.
You got to lay down and get a ride in a different car.
I get to ride in the ambulance, put the sirens on. Ant has been training hard. You might be saying, okay, well, how long can Ant hold his breath for?
Yeah, give me some numbers.
Because I thought, you know, 2.5 minutes, which is my personal record, was pretty damn good. But this is Ant's record.
7 minutes and 56 seconds. Just 6 seconds off the current Australian record.
Oh, you'd be so dirty if you pop up and you're like, how long? And they're like, oh, you were so close.
Well, he's got people down there to help him and they tap him at certain points to let him
intervals.
Know how he's doing. But over 7 minutes holding your breath.
That's
nuts. That is crazy.
No, thank you.
If it was a public swimming pool during school holidays, I don't think I could hold my breath like 5 seconds. I don't even think I'd submerge, to be honest. But
your eyes would start to burn with all the acid in the water.
But there might be some parents listening who are thinking, oh, my kids could probably try and break that record. Yeah, sometimes kids just hold their breath when they're angry and they're like, it's like they're going to take a run at Ant's record. So he's going to be trying to break his own personal record in Brisbane, if there's no lockdowns, October 15. So good luck to Ant. It's good that he's trying to do this in Queensland because basically down here in New South Wales, the advice when it comes to COVID-19 restrictions being lifted is don't hold your breath. So I don't think he'd go too well down here in New South Wales.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.